Hello, welcome. I'm Zelig Pliskin from Aisha Torah. The question we're going to address right now is, what strategy can I use to learn the specific behaviors I need to know how to become a better person? Because this is really a key issue in our life. We want to grow. We want to develop. We want to be more spiritual people. We want to be more elevated. Now, let's say that's our goal. How do we go about doing it? And the Vilna Gaon states the following idea: be in the presence of the type of person you want to learn from. And this is based on a consciousness, an idea expressed by Rambam, that the nature of a human being is to be influenced by environment. Whenever we see another person, that person enters our mental library. That person's way of speaking, the person's way of acting. So when we choose people that we want to use them as role models, consciously we choose, because otherwise we're picking it up anyways. We're picking up the patterns of speech. We're picking up the patterns of behavior, and that affects our thoughts. So when we want to learn from a great person, the more we can be in the presence of those people, the more that enters our mind. And this is one of the benefits of reading biographies of very elevated great people. I've heard some people say, well, some of these people, their ideas are, and their way of being seems so high, it's way too far from where I am. And as a thought that I express over very, very often, my teacher, Rabbi Gavriel Ginsberg, of blessed memory, used to say, when you reach for the stars, you might not catch any, but at least you won't get your hands in the mud. That's so beautiful. Every day thinking, I'd like to reach for the stars. And by having people as role models, so if we're around in the presence of people we can learn from, we learn from them. And otherwise, remember biographies, reading the lives of great people. Then we start thinking, because that direction. There's one question we can ask: what would this great person say or do in this situation? This is also known as like putting on the head of a great person. Because on one level, look, aren't I still using my mind? Of course. But we still, by entering that person's mind, will end up doing what that person does more. We'll figure out, what would this person choose to do? Because a point that we mention so often, where every single moment of our lives, we make four choices. We're always choosing, what am I thinking? What am I going to feel? What am I going to say? And what am I going to do? And our thoughts and our words and our actions create those feelings. So it's really, the main focus is on the three things, which is thoughts, words, and actions. And if you could create yourself in any way, if you could create your ideal self, what would that be? And just making a picture of it, writing down for yourself, and if it's good when it's written, what would I be like if I be my most ideal person? Don't just wish you're there. And this way, we're not talking trying too hard, but rather what we're talking about, creating that picture in your mind. Now, it's amazing. Regardless, if a person sees mental pictures clearly or not so clearly, we're always making mental pictures. I've been told by some people, oh, I don't make mental pictures. I usually ask them, did you ever see a giraffe in real life or in a zoo or in a picture? Yes. Good. Did you ever see an elephant? Either in pictures or real life? Yes. What's the difference between a giraffe and an elephant? Everybody can answer. The only way you can answer is a picture in your mind. So when you make a picture in your mind of your ideal self, how would you love to be? What were the main traits you'd like to have? What would your qualities be? That's a picture in your mind. And as very gently you run through that picture frequently, you're now creating on the screen of your mind your ideal self, and automatically it'll go in. And every time you do something positive in that direction, celebrate. Wow, I see I'm acting more and more in line with the way I wish to be. So let that question reverberate in your mind. How would I love to be? What's my ideal self? And a good time to do this is before you go to sleep at night. What's my ideal self? What would I like to be? And just allow that picture to be in your mind, and then you become role model. Then you sleep, that'll go through your mind more and more. You make more mental pictures. And this way, you're constantly in the process of growing and developing. And this makes every day more significant, every day more meaningful, because every single day you're becoming more, you're becoming greater, you're becoming greater and greater. And little by little, again, go the speed on the practical level, the speed it goes. But as keeping that vision in mind, your dream for yourself, your vision for yourself is going to become your reality.